Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
We've all had a meatloaf paradise by the dashboard lights moment when your brain's exploding and you can only respond with, "Let me sleep on it." So does the sleep actually help you arrive at a decision, or is it simply having the time to reflect? Thomas Edison and Salvador Dali credited falling asleep with creative breakthrough. Science is now finding that experimental evidence to support the notion that the transition from wakefulness to sleep can be a period for us to experience a breakthrough of creativity and clarity. The initial period of sleep is called N1 and lasts for only a few minutes. Brain imaging studies have shown that those moments engage neural networks responsible for spontaneous thinking and cognitive control, a creative sweet spot, if you will. What's more, we respond to suggestion before nodding off completely. A test group were given an auditory prompt to think about trees during this N1 period of pre-sleep. 70% awoke, revealing they did indeed dream about trees, and their responses were significantly more creative than those from another group who were just asked to pay attention to their thoughts. A caveat here, there is no sharp line in the sand between sleep stages. And it's very likely different forms of insight may come at various points as you slumber. Experts advise if you want to take advantage of your nocturnal thoughts, don't jump out of bed and try to write them down. Just lie still and try to recall the dreams or ideas while you still have all the neurochemistry of sleep lingering in your brain. Here's to sweet dreams and eureka moments. I'm Cal Coote. We need our sleep because anxiety levels around the world are through the roof. During times of chaos, we turn to our poets and musicians to give us voice. Coinciding with the anniversary of Portugal's liberation, Groove Collective Peyote for President tapped this zeitgeist by reminding everyone, you are the revolution. You're listening to World Beat Canada Radio.
Collapse. You are the revolution. revolution. They wanna centralize, monopolize, control your thoughts. Breathe, go deep, go outside, put seeds in the ground.
You are not alone.
Yes, my lady, and you're right on time.
Shogdan, more happy music with a bitter message from Femi Kuti, the first son of Fela Kuti, who has a brand new album out called Journey Through Life. And before that, Peyote for President. And it goes without saying that when you're facing down a president who is tripping balls, you need a strong prime minister to call him to account. And that's what we got on Monday night when we elected Mark Carney and the Liberal Party to lead us through this chaos. Congratulations to Prime Minister Mark Carney. Elbows up, Canada strong, and as Peyote for President says, you are the revolution. Here is Sosun Shu and Rise Ashen, two Ottawa-based artists, a Korean composer, and a beat designer who converge on Convergence from World Beat Canada Radio. We'll be right back. piece was commissioned for a dance performance, and it features a few traditional zithers, big and small, from Korean music. Now, boarding sections 1 through 6 have your boarding pass ready. That from Sonova, a brand new track. From Guelph, Ontario, and Andrew McPherson, that's straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote.
Hi, folks. Andrew McPherson here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
Entonces pienso party. Y es que esa nube se parece tanto a ti, mi amor. Y es que esa nube se parece tanto a ti.
From Ron Roneo and Esa Nuba Se Parece Tanto a Ti, which means that cloud looks so much like you. To which she responded, and it looks like it's going to rain. Hard. Sonova before that with your boarding pass as we continue this journey around our planet with your touch of the familiar, and it comes to us from Catalan singer Albert Pla. And from Putumayo's Cover the World, it is Lou Reed's Take a Walk on the Wild Side, El Lado Más Bestia de la Vida. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
De pelo en pecho, pero estaba algo cansado, estaba harto de su sexo, así que se afeitó y se depiló, y ahora Manolo es toda una mujer desde que va por el lado de la vida más salvaje, sí, Manoli, por el lado más salvaje de la vida. Pija, libertina y sin manías. Sus amantes mantenían su pisito de estudiante, pero eso sí, era muy decente. Sus clientes eran ricos, finos y elegantes, y así sobrevive por el lado más salvaje de la vida. Sí, Natalia, por el lado más bestia de la vida. Aurelio se fue del pueblo. Voy a comerme el mundo, pero un poquito palurdo, campechano y aburrido. Y si ahora lo hubieras en la discoteca, ¿qué marcha lleva? Venga, venga, venga. Bailando por el lado más bestia, sí, Laurelio. Por la pista más bestia de la vida. María iba mil por hora, iba muy deprisa. Cuando más ciega se ponía, más a gusto se sentía. Acabó con ella una taquicardia y su mejor amiga ya me lo decía, que María iba por el lado más bestia de la vida. Sí, sus amigas le decían, vas por el lado más bestia de la vida. Y le we'll be right back.